Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to Bible Story Land. We are so grateful, hallelujah, that the Lord is with us. He said where two or more gather together in his name, he'll be in the midst of us. So he's right here in the midst of us. I thank God for each of you this morning. Join us as we continually pray. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, or our children. Every tongue rising against us or our children in judgment we condemn. We are established in righteousness, and oppression is far from us and our children.
Yes,
no weapons of our warfare are carnal. Oh, yes, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We take the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against the enemy. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. We are redeemed from poverty. We are redeemed from sickness. We are redeemed from spiritual death. We overcome all because greater is he in us than he that is in the world. We stand in the evil day, having our loins girt about with truth. And we have the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take the shield, of faith. We are covered with the helmet of salvation. We use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Oh, God, I thank you that we could tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt us in the name of Jesus. We do not have the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus. What a mighty God we serve.
Yes,
holy
God.
God, righteous God, faithful Father, faithful.
Yes, you are
faithful.
God. Yes,
give
you are God.
Faithful to you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, today is Children's Day. We're honoring the children this morning. We are giving the Lord, oh yeah, glory, praise, and honor. Glory, praise, and honor to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are thanking the Lord for everything that he's doing on a daily basis. Hallelujah. We are thanking him for the love he has for our children. We are thanking him for protecting our children from seen and unseen dangers. So we bless the name of the Lord this morning.
Ooh.
We give him glory, praise, and thanksgiving because it was him. It wasn't the alarm clock that woke us up. It was him. It was God who woke us up. He's been waking us up every day, and we are grateful to our Father. Father God is so gracious. He's so loving, so kind. And he chased us. Why? Because he loves us, and he wants us to obey him. He knows the consequences when we don't obey him. So we got to obey the Father. We must obey him. He didn't say, if you want to. He said, you got to. It is a commandment that we obey him. So we got to obey him in all things, not just some things. You know how human beings are. We all do it. We choose. We go like, yeah, we're going to obey him in that. But no, we want to have our way in this thing. But because he's gracious and loving, he's kind. But yes, he is Father. And he's the father of all the fathers. And he chastises us when he chooses to. We have to teach our children that their help comes from God, according to God's word, and that they can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. Many of our children attend public schools, and so we got to pray for them morning, noon, and night, no matter what school they go to, homeschool, public school, private school, daycare, nursery, no matter where they go, we got to pray for them. You know, Deuteronomy says that we got to pray for the children, teach them that God God is one God. In the morning when they get up, in the afternoon, in the nighttime, he said, write it on the doorpost. Put it up everywhere so they can see it. Remind them of who I am daily. Don't forget. Remind the children that I am God, that I am their creator, that I am Lord, that I am shepherd, and remind them that I love them. But they got to love me back. Let the children know they got to love me back. It's not a one-way street. It is two ways. Love the Father. Love him back. What does love mean? Do what he tell you to do. Obey. Do what he tell you to do. So we are grateful this morning. We are thankful this morning that it's Children's Day. We have Karen Itell with us this morning. She's going to play a song of praise. Jesus loves the little children. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. I will do that. That's a wonderful song.
Amen.
Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Every day. Let's spend time with our children, teaching them God's way. The world gives children guns, but God gives them life. Let's teach our children like Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 9 says. We must teach them to, number one, love God and love each other like they love themselves. Number two, to listen to and follow instructions first time given, to receive correction. Three, to choose to do the right thing always. Four, to know and understand that school is a place of learning and preparation for their life's goals. Five, to respect those who are in authority over them. So I thank God that he gave me that in 2016. And we are so grateful to the Most High God. You know, he loves the children. And I thank God that he made the children a part of the kingdom as well. Well, we have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. I'm going to ask her just before she sings, will she pray for the children of the world? Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. Doing fine. And my friends passed away.
I'm sorry. What friend?
Okay, one of my friends passed away. His name is George Thompson. So the Thompson family needs prayer. We were together in July. We sat right next to each other at a banquet. So we traveled to Mount Sterling. Mount Sterling is 34 miles north of Lexington. So we came yesterday. Have to get up so early this morning to come.
I will pray for the children. All right.
Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, acknowledging who you are, for you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Father, we come thanking you, Lord, for the children that you've given us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you trust us to take care of the children that you have blessed us with. Lord, we ask a special blessing on our children. School year is starting again. Lord, you know all about it. We ask, Lord, that you would keep our children safe while they're in school. We ask, Lord, that you would keep our children, keep their minds, Lord. Keep their hearts, Lord. Lord, we know that you'll keep them in perfect peace if they keep their minds stayed on you. So, Lord, we're asking for a special protection. Protect them, Lord, wherever they go. Lord, we ask a special blessing on the parents, Lord. Help us to be the parents that you're calling for us to be, Lord. Help us to be the example, Lord. Help us to love our children like you love us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done in our lives, in the lives of our children, Lord. Lord, we can't thank you enough for all that you have done. We love you, Lord, and we thank you so much. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for you, Pastor. What are you going to sing this morning, Pastor Dunn?
I'm going to sing, Oh, How I Love Jesus.
Amen.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its words, its sound. Like music in mine ear, the sweetest name on earth. It tells me of the Savior's blood who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus.
thank God for you, Pastor Donna. We pray for the family of the friends that you lost, and we'll remember them in prayer when we have prayer time this morning. You guys have a safe trip. I love you all so much.
Thank you. We love you too now. God bless you.
You too. Thank you. Amen, amen. Oh, how we love Jesus. Yeah, he first loved us, so we got to love him back. It's not a one-way street. You got to love him back. He commanded us to do so. We thank God for Pastor Donna and for her praying for the children this morning. Thank God for each of you. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. Praise is comely for the upright. So we are thankful this morning. We are honored for my church family this morning is on with us. One Lord, one faith, one baptism with Pastor Jewel Baker. She's on too this morning. So I thank God for each of you that came on. We got to get them off by 9:45. So we're praying that the Lord will help us. We have the Saunders girls on with us this morning. Trinity and her sister, Tatiana, they're going to be on this morning. One's going to read the scripture, and I believe the other one's going to pray. Let me make sure. Are you there, girls?
Yes, ma'am.
I know you. Oh, okay, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I saw you when you came on, so we thank God for each of you this morning. All right. Is this Trinity or Tatiana?
This is Trinity. Tatiana's here, too.
All right, good morning. How old are you all?
I am Trinity. I'm 14. And I'm Tatiana. I'm 13.
Amen. Y'all catching up with me. Hallelujah. They are beautiful girls. You should see them. Came from a beautiful family. I thank God for you girls coming on. All right, let God have his way. Go ahead.
So my name is Tatiana, and my scripture is going to be about woman. In Proverbs 31:25, it says, "She is clothed with strength and dignity, and lasts without fear of future." To me, all women are strong, and we have the power to do whatever we want. I want to be a veterinarian in life, and yes, I know it's going to take a while, but I'm willing to work for it as long as I have God and faith by my side. And also, in Psalms 139:14, it also says, "You are beautiful, for you are fearfully and wonderfully made." This means that all women are beautiful, and we were all made in God's image. No matter what you've done, we are powerful enough to get back up again. And I want to thank you for letting me be here on this beautiful morning and listening to what I have to say. God bless you.
God bless you too, Tatiana. All right. I'm looking forward to you being a veterinarian. Amen. That was awesome. Thank God for you. All right, Trinity.
And everybody bow their heads. Dear Lord, thank you for this day, Lord God, and thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord God. I want to thank you, Lord God, for letting us all, be here, Lord God, to listen to you, Lord God, on the radio, Lord God, for that when we all gather, Lord God, you are also present, Lord God. I want to thank you, Lord God, for every person, Lord God, who woke up this morning, Lord God, to listen to this radio line, Lord God, so they may all, Lord God, gather together, Lord God, and pray to you, Lord God. I want to pray, Lord God, for the people, Lord God, down in South America, Lord God. Let them all be okay, Lord God. Let their land, Lord God, not burn down anymore, Lord God. Let the forest, Lord God, not burn down, Lord God. Set their country back to peace, Lord God, and let it not be on fire, Lord God. I want to pray for, Lord God, the people in the schools, Lord God, the kids in schools, Lord God, the people in school who are getting bullied, Lord God, and don't know what to do, Lord God, and see no other options but suicide, Lord God. Let them all, Lord God, find the options, Lord God, to get help, Lord God. Let them all be okay, Lord God. I want to pray for, Lord God, the people driving right now, Lord God. Let them be safe, Lord God. Let them get to their point A, Lord God, and their point B, Lord God, safely, Lord God, without harm, Lord God, in danger, Lord God. I want to pray for, Lord God, people, Lord God, who are going to jobs right now, Lord God, people who are working, Lord God, let them, Lord God, be okay, Lord God, no work accidents, Lord God, no anger, Lord God, no quitting, Lord God, let them all just be happy, Lord God. I want to pray for the people who haven't committed to you, Lord God, let them all, Lord God, come to a church, Lord God, your church, Lord God, and learn your ways, Lord God, and become one of your disciples, Lord God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Oh, my God. I thank God for you and your sister coming on with us this morning. They are beautiful young ladies, inside out, very mannerable. I thank God for them. Hallelujah. Oh, wow. Wonderful prayer, Trinity. Great scripture. Tatiana, I'm very proud of you, young ladies. All right. Thank God. Every time I'm at church, I see those girls working. They work in the church, so I thank God they're being trained up the way they should go. So I thank God for their parents. I thank God for our pastor training them up as well. So I thank God. We got Zach on with us this morning, Zach Baker. My God, he is a young man on fire for the Lord. He's very talented now, very talented, knows the word, sings and praises to God. So this morning, Zach is going to be singing a song unto the Lord. Good morning, Zach. Wait, hold on. Let me make sure I put you on. Hold on. Sometimes I forget to unmute, but hold on. We're going to do it right now. Hold on. Thank God for you. All righty. All right, let's see here. I may not have unmuted every phone, okay. All right, I think I got you now. Hold on, it's coming. All right, Zach, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your patience. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you, Sister G?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for coming on. What are you going to sing?
I love you, Jesus.
Amen. Go ahead.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. That's love. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. They hung his head. And for me, he died. That's love. That's love. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. And that's all I have.
Amen. That was awesome. I'm looking forward to those CDs coming out. Hallelujah. Very talented, very gifted young man. Sings, praise. Oh, my God. Very talented. So I thank God for you, Zach. I love that song. I love you, Jesus. Amen, amen. Beautiful voice. Hallelujah. Well, we are thankful that God allowed One Lord to come on this morning. Just before One Lord bring the word this morning, we have the twins on with us from New Orleans, Janiyah and Jemiah. I received a beautiful picture from their grandmother, their twin girls. And they, oh, my God, are so beautiful and so gifted, so talented. I thank God he's sending those children into the world, gifted, talented, full of the word. Hallelujah. So many of them, you know, their parents were in church when they were carrying them. So they got the word on the inside of them when they were in the womb. Jemiah and Janiah, are you on? Okay, I know they're on here somewhere. Hold on, I got to just find
them. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor G.
How y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. How's your school year going?
Great.
All right. Who's going to, what are you going to do this morning, girls? Y'all can go ahead. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Jemiah Brad. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, bring us not into evil, but thy kingdom come, and grow forever, I pray. Amen. Bless our Pastor Kevin and First Lady Cheryl B. Stevens. Bless the children, parents, the elders, the ministry, musicians, everybody who may have a need today. Bless the homeless, the prisoners, and the sick. These things are asked in Jesus' name. I thank
Amen.
You and I praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Now we'll be singing a song.
Come.
Come,
let us adore you. Kneel down before you. Worship in the darkness. Come. Come, let us adore you. Kneel down before you. Worship in the darkness. Emmanuel. We worship you, we worship you, Emmanuel, we worship you, thank you, Hannah.
Thank you all for coming on. Oh my goodness. How old are you, young ladies?
We're 10 years old.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
We're 10.
10, okay. Well, God bless you all. Thank you all so much. I cannot hear you.
Anytime.
All right. Love you all. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye. I thank God for the children. Oh, my God. They are just beautiful this morning. I thank God for the light shining in the children. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. So the children are letting their light shine this morning on Bible Storyland. We thank God for Trinity, Tatiana, Zach, Jemiah, and Janiah, the twins. Oh, God. God has children all over the world. So I thank him this morning. You know, the word of God says in Psalms 119, 105, God's word is a lamp, a guide to our feet, and a light to our path. Our speaker this morning lives in Jacksonville, Florida. He attends One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism Church, where Pastor Jewel Baker is the pastor. He is a mighty man of God, Minister Sir Isaac Singleton. He's known for his endless love for God, his devotion to his family and his country. He's in the Army 2 times. He's in the Army of the Lord first, and he's in the United States Army. So we thank God for him. On any day, you may find him sharing the gospel with others and praising God for all that he's done. He answered the call of God in 2008, and he never looked back. He has a wife and a beautiful children, and they follow his guidance. He also is over the youth. He loves children. Hallelujah. Today, like any other day, Minister Sir Isaac will share what the Lord has given him to share. So we thank God this morning for his wife, for his family. I tell you, he has a beautiful wife and a beautiful family. I thank God for them. So, good morning, Sir Isaac.
Good morning, Sister G. How are you doing?
All right. Can you turn your phone up just a little bit?
Okay.
All
Hello?
Right. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. How you feeling this morning?
I feel great listening to all the singing, and especially the children, man. That was, wow. I was almost in tears just listening to this how they were blessing God, like with no questions asked, just blessing God. So I was really thankful for that.
Amen, amen. So let God have his way. We're ready for the word this morning.
Amen. Can you still hear me pretty good?
Yes.
Amen. Really quick, pray. Dear Lord, we just thank you, God. We thank you for all that, all those who are on this live radio station, God, and we just bless your name for them, God. Just let your will be done, God. All of you and none of me, God. Let it be nothing to do with Sir Isaac, God, but all of you, holy God. And I just thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The word today, I'm gonna for the sake of time, I'm gonna give the scripture and the scriptures, and then afterward, you know, I know by the grace of God that we all will be able to study and dig further into it. Today, I do have a title. It's "Don't Become a Hashtag by Putting Yourself Before God," and if you don't know, a hashtag is a hashtag, and you put a quote or a phrase after the hashtag. And it would be backwards to put the quote or the phrase before the hashtag. So don't become a hashtag by putting yourself before God. The scriptures today, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. And another set of scriptures would be Deuteronomy chapter 6, 1 through 3. And, man, God has just been downloading. Even when I found out about the broadcast, God has, even before that, been downloading. And, man, the children that are online today are just some of the children that God is giving utterance to sing, to bless his name, to praise his name, to walk after him. And it's important because it, wow, especially the belt or the bullet, my God, I was so appreciative of that, because it starts with the parents. Even in the Bible, with Deuteronomy 6, 1 through 3, God is telling, he's giving his commands and decrees, and he's telling the people to teach their children and grandchildren and their children's children on how to obey God. And it's important because our parents, if our children don't see us blessing God, then they're not going to bless God. If our children don't see us lifting up his name, then they're not going to lift up his name. If our children never see us go through anything, then they're not going to have a foundation or a blueprint to look at to see what it's like when going through situations and standing and not folding. So I thank God for those scriptures. And in the book of Ecclesiastes, like I said, don't become a hashtag by putting yourself before God. Remember God now. Become familiar with his characteristics. Don't let friends, don't let the excitement of the world, don't let the excitement of everything going on around us. And there's so many things that are enticing the young adults, the children, and thing that it can cause the children to miss him, to miss God. It can cause them to grow callous to the point where, as they do get older, this callous has to be peeled back. It has to be taken off. I don't know if anybody has experienced a callus, or you on your palm of your hand, and you're trying to get that callus off, and it takes time, it takes work. And in the same fashion, our children knowing about God now and not missing him but grabbing hold of him now is vital, is very important. That's why God was stressing it in the Old Testament a lot. He stressed it. Teach your children's children. Make sure they know that it was I that brought you over, that it was I that you can trust, that it is I that will bring you through your life's challenges. And as we grow older, we tend to, as we grow older, we lose our eyesight. We begin to lose teeth, and we have to get sometimes older. The older we get, we have to get false teeth and things of that nature.
Can
but don't let it. Don't let
it. Hear you.
I'm
don't,
sorry.
Don't go.
If you speak a little
don't
loud,
go.
I can hardly hear it.
Sir
yes,
Isaac,
ma'am,
Mother Fanny said, can
yes.
you speak a little louder? She can't hardly hear you.
Yes, ma'am. As we grow older and in life with our bodies, we tend to lose our eyesight. You know, our eyesight gets a little blurry, and then we tend our teeth, as the older we grow, we have to at some point sometimes get false teeth at some time, or dentures and things like that. But don't wait until those times come in your life that you begin to lean and depend on God. In Ecclesiastes, Solomon is trying to stress the fact that get God in your youth. Get him now while you're young. Grab hold of him now, so that as you grow older and you've been through so much, you've done everything you wanted to do, and now you're trying to do what God needs you to do. But God needs us early. He needs us in our youth running and doing the things for him. Don't wait until we sit and wait until our bodies are beginning to fail. Not fail as if, but fail as in, you know, you're using a cane, which is nothing is wrong with that. But don't wait until then to give your life unto Christ. When you have the opportunity, take it. When you begin to learn about who he is, grab hold of it. Don't wait to choose God after you have done all that you wanted to do. Choose him now so that you can lead and guide others. Let him lead and guide you as well. Don't wait until you need a miracle to believe in one. As our children are going through, young adults, teenagers, there are things that they are going to encounter. And then, as a matter of fact, I was supping with God, and I was looking at things that were happening in my family's lives, the teens and young adults in my family, and the teens and young adults that I minister to and that I encourage and that I talk with a lot. And God, I was in tears. I was saying, God, why? What is going on? Why is this happening? What is this? Like, I see the children, the young adults, they're coming of age, they're 18, 19, 17, and they're walking into stuff that they did not have to walk into. And then I go back to Deuteronomy chapter 6, and God is telling them, telling the adults, he's telling the children of Israel, teach your children and your grandchildren so that they know who I am, so that they keep my decrees, so that they keep my law, so that they know who I am as they grow up. And it's important that the parents are a vital part to this. The teachers in the ministry are a vital part to this. The ministers, the deacons, all of those, even those children who may not have their parents in their lives, we still encounter them. So we still have to plant those seeds in them. And in this, because life is fragile, in Ecclesiastes, Solomon is explaining how fragile it is. He's explaining verse six, it says, or ever the silver cord be loose, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. He's explaining these fragile things, and the metaphor is explaining in life how fragile it is, how quickly we can be gone tomorrow, how quickly we can pass away, how quickly God can call us in an instant. That's why it's so important that those who know the way, show those who don't know, explain it to them, especially as adults and the more seasoned individuals. They went through more than we can know. They've seen things that we're preparing to see, but they have more wisdom and understanding of those things. So it's important that they teach us so that we can teach others, so that we can teach our children, and that our children can teach their grandchildren, and there can be generations of God's children, generations of God's believers, generations of God's faithful. And as I was supping with God, I was listening to him speak, and it was either Sir Isaac, stay tapped in, and things were coming, situations were coming. I'm like, okay, God, I'm fighting to stay tapped in. I don't, if you look in the world now and see the things that are happening, see situations that are going on, there, the enemy, Satan, the prince of the air, has released his team, has released his team, his minions. He has released them on our children and our ministry. Our pastor teaches and has been talking about since I've been there on how Satan is after the seed. And undoubtedly he is. He is after the seed, because if he can choke it out of our children, if he can grab hold of them before we even put it on the inside of them, then there's no generation. Then there's generational curses begin to be planted and not uprooted. I bless God for the understanding. I bless him for allowing me to see and to show me these things. And I'm like, God, it's as if Satan is turning up the fire. He's turning it up because he knows that soon his time is getting ready to end. His time is coming. Oh, he's sending out his minions. He's sending out his demons. He's sending them out after these children, after our seed, after the young adults and the teenagers and the little children. I was walking in the school, and I saw children playing cards on the floor. I saw, and this was in an elementary school, I saw other children. I saw him talking to his friend, and they had to be about 5 or 6. And he said, man, you got too many girlfriends. You need to stop cheating on them. And I turned to my wife. I said, what could he have known? What understanding would he have of that? What Satan is releasing, my God. Yes, we know that Satan has power on earth, but God has all the power, and he gives us the power to bring down strongholds. So it's up to the parents. It's up to the ministers, the teachers. It's up to the Sunday school teachers to be praying against these things, to be pulling down these things in the name of Jesus. And as I close, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 1 through 8, those scriptures talk about children, Solomon telling the children to remember God now. Grab hold of him now. Because as we grow older, we get into our ways. As we grow older, we become harder to teach sometimes. It's harder to yield unto the things that God, those individuals that God has placed in front of us. But we thank God on today. I bless God on today for what he has given. I bless his name because he is worthy. And again, don't become a hashtag by putting yourself before God. Amen. Amen. That's all I have.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for that word. What did he say? Don't repeat that title again.
Don't become a hashtag by putting yourself before God.
Don't become a hashtag by putting yourself before God. What an awesome, mighty word. I thank God for that word, Ecclesiastes 12:1-8, Deuteronomy 6:1-3. He says God, is present in the earth, the devil too. And God has more power than the devil. He said, grab a hold of God while you're young. Don't wait till your teeth start falling out, where you're crippled, you can't walk, You're old. Don't wait. Give your life to God now while you're young.
Yes.
While you are youth. So I thank God for the word that he gave in Ecclesiastes. Sir Isaac, that was an awesome, powerful message. So we're going to continually pray that our children will be taught, every child. Yeah, I've been into the schools, and you see all kind of things. I subbed here in Jacksonville, taught school 29 years. You would be amazed at what they're being taught. But we got to cover them in prayer. I thank God for our pastor putting scriptures in the children's book bags, because we got to cover them. We got to cover them every day. Throughout the day when your children, you know, come to your mind, pray for them. You don't know what they're going through. When I was in school, I mean the not the bullet didn't rule, the belt. And it's time. The Lord says, spare the rod, spoil the child. So the rod has been spoiled, the rod of correction. Don't always have to be the belt. It can be just, you know, taking away cell phones for a period of time, taking away privileges, whatever, whatever works. You know, children are different. Sometimes the belt don't work for certain children. Sometimes you got to use some other rod of correction. Whatever works, we got to discipline our children. We got to teach them that you got to obey your parents, which means you're obeying God. So I thank God. I'm going to ask Prophetess Lawson. She's on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. If you could say a quick prayer for Sir Isaac, Minister Sir Isaac.
Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank and I praise you for the word that was given on the day. I thank and I praise you, Lord God, for using Sir Isaac on today, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for his wisdom and knowledge, Lord God. Now, Father, I plead the blood over his life, oh God, as it was informed that he's a soldier, oh God. Lord, we ask you, we charge the angels that are assigned to protect him and to minister to him. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that as he continues to serve, Lord God, in the spiritual army as well as the natural army, Lord God, that any weapon formed against him will not prosper. Any tongue that rise up against him should be condemned, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that as he and his wife, oh God, journey forth, Lord God, and the raising of their children, oh God, we ask for a protective shield for his wife as well as his children, oh God. Now, Lord God, even the more, God, pour upon him the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of you, Lord God. Open up the eyes of his understanding that he may even understand the word even more. And Father, since I get the title, Lord, in this generation, God, use him mightily, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the word that he gave, and we declare and decree, Lord God, for this generation, oh God, that they will not become a hashtag. They will not put themselves before God. And Lord God, I show quotable seek under the machine. And God, we thank you that he will continue to minister that, Lord God, in this hour and this day. And Lord God, that we cannot place ourselves up before you and above you, that you must rely and trust in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord, we just thank you for the word that we receive on the day. Bless him, keep him, and let him return as he go back and forth in the military and do what you have called him to do. In your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess Lawson, for that awesome, powerful prayer. We have Prophet Dalton on with us this morning from Atlanta. Prophet Dalton, he has to go in about 2 minutes, but can you say a prayer for Prophet, for Sir Isaac, Minister Sir Isaac as well?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we place your son before you right now, Lord. Father, bless him, Lord. Bless his ministry. Bless his life. Bless his family. Everything he lay his hands on, let it be prospered, Father God. Continue to raise him up higher and higher in you, Lord. Use him for your glory, Father God. Make the vision plain and clear for him, Father God, so that he can run with it in the name of Jesus. I speak clarity, 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 clarity in the name of Jesus. Clarity in decision making in the name of Jesus. You will not miss it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for expanding this territory, for enlarging this coast like you did for Jabez, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for protection over him, Lord. Shandaya ropoko shendeye kidede poropoko shandaya karababa shandaya. I speak protection over him, over his family, over his wife and children, Lord, and over the children that you place under his leadership and ministry, Father God. Bless him, Lord. I speak life, life more abundantly in the name of Jesus. Upon you, upon your family, I plead the blood of Jesus over you to flow from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, to cover you in all your ways, that every place that you go in all four corners of this earth, mercy, love, and favor shall follow you all the days of your life. I thank you. I thank you for the greater things to come for this young man. I thank you, Lord. Shanda ropo ropo ko shanda rabaka shanda yakarababa shanda yakaropo ko shanda. I thank you, Father God, for giving him the patience to sort through the decision that he's going to have to make in the next couple of weeks or so. It's going to be life-changing. So, Father God, give him that patience to spend that quiet time with you, to hear your voice. This is something you're going to speak to him directly, not something a prophet is going to say to him, not something you just going to be like a hearsay thing. But this is a direct decision. This is a direct conversation. Directly from the throne, from God himself, you will hear the heart of Jesus. He will speak to you. And you will make the right decision. And you will move forward into some greater things. And Father God, I bless this marriage, Father God. What you put together, no man, no demon, no sin, no satanic agent will put asunder in the name of Jesus. Bless him. Let them continue to be fruitful and multiply in all that they do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I thank God for that prayer. Thank God for Sir Isaac. I thank God for Pastor Jewel Baker, our pastor at One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism. She is training us all up in the way that we should go. So I thank God for her leadership, for the wisdom that he has put in her. I love all of you. Love you, Pastor Baker. Love all of you at One Lord. They got to go on their prayer line very soon. Have an awesome, powerful day. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for that word this morning. What a mighty word God gave Minister Sir Isaac this morning. Don't become a hashtag. Put God first, not you. Get out the way, get out the way, get out the way. Let God shine through you. Hallelujah. Well, we have a little one on with us this morning from Houston, Texas. Skylar. Skylar, good morning, Skylar. Her mom brought her on this morning. I think she had a fifth birthday. Is that right? Okay, I may not have clicked her on. Hold on. I'm coming. Hold on. All right. Skylar, are you there?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, ma'am. Skylar. How are you?
Good. Skylar.
What did you say, Skylar?
Skylar. My name is Skyen.
Oh, I apologize. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much. Can you spell your name for me, sweetie?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
S-K-Y-D-A-N.
S-K-Y-D-A-N. Skyden.
D-A-N. Yes, Skyden.
All right, Skyden. Thank you so much. What are you going to sing? Are you five now, Skyden?
Yes, ma'am.
What are you going to sing?
Hands up, heart open.
Sing, ma.
Hands up, heart open, wide as the sky. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place.
Okay, she's finished.
Amen. I love that song. Hallelujah. Excellent. Oh, my God. She and her mom sang together, mother, daughter. Hallelujah. I love that. Thank you so much for coming on. Her mother's a school teacher, so we're going to continually lift up the teachers as well as the children. Oh, my God. It is not easy. You know, during the time when I taught school, it was, you know, wasn't real easy either, but now it's tougher. So we got to pray for the teachers, the children, the administrators, the school board, everybody connected. So I thank God for each of you this morning. Well, I thank God for you who have waited patiently. We have Mother Fanny and Mother Ludell on with us this morning. Mother Fanny is from Daytona Beach. Mother Ludell is from Appling, Georgia. Good morning, Mother Ludell. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing, thank God. I'm doing.
You're 97 years old.
I don't miss about the program. I had so many little things to come in. You know how that is, but that's okay.
Yes, ma'am. I thank God for you coming on. She's 97 years young. Now, Mother Ludell, Mother Fanny wants to sing a song with you this morning. It's going to rain. She said
that's
she wanted to.
That's what I got here.
Ma'am?
That's what I got. It's going to rain.
Yeah, that's what she wants to sing with you this morning.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, she asked me that early this morning. She said, tell Mother Ludell I want to sing It's Gonna Rain with her. So y'all go sing together. Mother Fanny, you there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all go
All
ahead.
All right. It's gonna rain. It's gonna rain. You better get ready and bad is in mind. Gosh, oh, to no red rainbow sound. It won't be wild
enough
by this time. Way back in the five days, all the people, it's gonna rain. But when he told them, they paid him no mind. And when happiness they left behind, I tell you, it's gonna rain.
It's gonna
rain. Better get ready then. That is in mind. God don't know the rainbow sign. It won't be wild, but by next time, when the water began to flow, they knocked on the window, they knocked on the door. They didn't know exactly just what to do, and don't want this to happen to you. I say, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, oh yeah. It better get ready, and bad is in mind. God told Nora the rainbow sky. It won't be water, but by next time. Nora said, I'm sorry, my friend. God got the key, and you can't get in. If something don't happen to the hearts of men, the same thing is gonna happen again. I tell you, it's gonna rain. It's gonna rain. Better get ready, and that is in mind. God told Nora the rainbow sign. It won't be warm, but by next time, way back in the Bible days, Nora told the people it won't be going to rain. But when he told them, they paid no mind. And when it happened, they left behind. It's gonna rain. Oh yes, it's gonna rain. Well, better get ready and put this in your mind. Got to know the rainbow shines. It won't be water, but the next time. Thank you, Larry, for helping me out.
Hey, man, hallelujah. I love that song. It's going to rain.
I do too.
Thank God for the young women singing. Hallelujah.
All right, all right. And you just think that's what she wanted to help me sing, and that's what I had gotten out to sing. Isn't that something?
That's
yes,
how God
it is.
Amen, yeah. Amen. God. Thank God for you, too. I love you all so much. I thank God for bringing you all on every Saturday. Let's see, Jackie Travis was on earlier, but I don't see her on here right now. So I thank God for you all. Thank God for what he's doing and the mighty people of God. No matter what age we are, God still loves us.
Yes.
Even in the womb. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank God this morning for everything that he's done on Bible Storyland. Well, you know, it is going to rain one day.
Yes.
It's been raining a lot. But the next time, it won't be rain. It's going to be fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, both of them are bad. Fire, water's terrible. Think of all those people from the time of Noah. And Noah kept on preaching to the people. They wouldn't listen.
That's right.
So the same thing's happening today. Many people don't want to listen. Tell them it's going to be about fire next time. You better get right with God. You think they listen? They don't want to listen. They don't want to listen. Hard-headed, stubborn, perverse generation don't want to listen. But we got to listen.
We
got to learn to listen when God is speaking through people because he speaks through people.
That's true.
Sometimes we don't want to listen. But I thank God this morning for all that God is doing on behalf of us, his people.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you, salvation is a free gift.
Mm-hmm.
But with salvation comes responsibility.
Oh, yes.
In Acts 4:12, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given by mankind which we must be saved.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to be saved through Jesus Christ, and many people are denying Jesus. He said, if you deny me, I'll deny you before my Father.
Oh,
we got to pay attention. And, you know, we can't backslide now, no. Once we say, we got to run into his presence, run forward.
Yeah.
The Word of God says in Proverbs 14:14, the backslider in heart will be filled with the fruit of his ways, and the good man will be filled with the fruit of his ways. So let's be good according to God's standards. So I thank God for each of you. You know, it's prayer time.
Yes.
The fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. When we pray, God hears our prayers. The righteous people hear your prayers.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning, anyone who has a prayer request, let me put everybody on so that you can make your request this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who has a prayer request, we're asking you to state your prayer request. We got Pastor Donna on. All right, hold up. We're going to take you one at a time. Pastor Donna, you still there?
Yes, ma'am. Right.
Okay. We know your regular prayer request. Now, who was it that you said you wanted to pray for, their family?
The family of George Thompson. George Thompson.
Okay.
The family of Alan Hodge. Alan, H-O-D-G-E, Alan Hodge. Both of them are being funeralized today.
All right.
Okay, and will you please add my cousin Deborah Jones? She's Jackie's sister.
Yes.
Please pray for her and for my sister Corrine Harbor.
Okay.
Okay, and you know Macedonia needs prayer.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, one more. Maddie Bryant. She's the high soprano who loves to sing "To God Be the Glory." She's in the hospital in California. She went to visit her daughter and got sick, so she's been in the hospital for a few days. Please remember Maddie Bryant. Maddie Bryant.
All right. Sure will. So we're going to ask Prophetess Lawson, and we're still going to take prayer requests, but Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for Pastor Donna and that prayer request? We'll take a prayer request in just a moment. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, God. We just thank you. We give you glory, Father. We, Lord God, first I want to lift up her sisters, and, her cousin and her sister, God. Father, we thank you.
Hold on one second. Hold on a second. I got to put people on mute because there's somebody either TV on in the back. All right, some noise on in the background. So if you could put your phone on mute so we cannot hear the noise, we appreciate it. Thank you. Go ahead.
Over there. Yeah, it's right.
I can't put this thing up here.
Hold on. That's Miss Ludell. I'm going to put her on. I'm going to put her on mute. Hold on.
I can't put that up.
Her son. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I probably don't have all the names again of who I, but I'll start again. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God. I want to start with the family of Jackie Travis and her sister, Lord God. Father, we lift up the family back down, Lord God, through the generations, oh God. We lift up the family, oh God, because we can see through the family that, Lord God, that they are pastors, preachers, teachers, caretakers, oh God. So therefore, we bind up every spiritual force that's coming against the family, that will attack the family, Lord God, that will cause sickness, disease, oh God, through Jackie Travis and her sister, oh God. We lift up the families, Lord God, of the deceased men, oh God. And we ask you, Lord God, that you be a protector shield around them, Lord God. Lord God, that as their heart aches and as their heart breaks, oh God, for the loss of their loved one, oh God, that they, Lord God, will put you as the center focus, oh God. Because you said you never leave them nor forsake them, Lord God. And Lord God, that you said you sent the Holy Spirit as their comforter, oh God. So, Lord God, we pray for the spirit of comfort for all those that are going through bereavement, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that they, Lord God, will grieve, but as Jesus even said that he wept, oh God, but he ended up recognizing that he is that he still had work to do, Lord God. So we pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that are going through bereavement, and that, Lord God, they will not lose their focus, that they will rejoice over the good times, Lord God. And then, Lord God, for Macedonia Baptist Church, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have ordained this church through community service, through blood drives, and Lord God, even the soprano singer, oh God, that, oh God, that ministers the songs of Zion, oh God. We pray from the pulpit to the door, oh God, from the usher loft, oh God. Lord God, that every aspect of that church and anyone that goes to that church, we pray for a particular covering. Lord, we plead the blood of their lives. We thank you for every minister, every deacon, and anyone who serves, oh God, that they will go forth and serve, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing is the children's bread. We lift up the sick and shedding that goes to Macedonia Baptist Church, hallelujah. And we pray your hand of covering, Lord God, as you heal the pastor and as you heal their husband, Lord God, so there we pray for miracle signs and wonders to break out in Macedonia Baptist Church, oh God, that the neighbors, oh God, will come and say, let's see the healing of the Lord. Father, then we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Especially for the soprano singer in California, God. We thank you, Lord God, that as she goes forth in California, oh God, in whatever hospital is there, you're no respected person. Your healing virtue, your healing balm, the balm of Gilead, Lord God, flows, oh God. So, Lord God, you know where she is, and you know exactly, Lord God, what is going on in her body. So we declare restoration. We declare healing. We declare, Lord God, that she will get out of that bed and return back, oh God, to Macedonia Baptist Church, oh God. We lift up her children. We cancel the spirit of worry, oh God, that would be on her children, that they would doubt the hand of God. We pray that faith will arise in all situations, faith for Jackie Travis' sister. Oh, God, that their faith will increase and they'll stand on the word of God that said, by Jesus Christ, we're already healed. And, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for meeting all the needs of all those that I was duty-bound to pray for. Lord, you know each number. You knew exactly who she was asking for. Bless the bereaved families. Encourage them, Lord God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
All right. Prayer request. More prayer request. Thank you so much.
Yes, hello, good morning. It's one. Good morning. This is Gigi, Sister Gigi. Please, general prayer for me and my family. Thank you.
Okay. All right. More prayer requests.
Good morning. This is Pastor Hilda Miller Jones. I'm sorry.
Okay. Go ahead, Hilda.
Okay. I'm asking for prayer for my husband. He feels that he's losing his memory of he's been writing and stuff, and he feels that his mind, you know, like he's just losing his memory. So I feel he should put off education and put on the mind of Christ. So I'm just praying that he get more of Jesus and stop worrying about dotting I's and crossing his T's. So pray for the truth.
All right. Someone else was asking for prayer. May I have your name?
Yes, this is Sister Tyson, and my daughter was the one singing earlier. And I'm asking for a prayer request in regards to my job situation. I'm dealing with extreme racism, and I'm at a new location. I'm a teacher, and I'm at a new place, and I'm going to resign on Monday. There's been a lot of plots against me, and because I'm new, I'm on a probationary at that location. So I'm just asking God to open up a new door, and I'm also praying, asking for prayer for my whole family. We've been attacked almost in every area, my husband and I, almost in every area of our lives this year. So we're just asking for prayer, and also a special prayer for my mother, who's having some problems eating.
All right. Thank you. Someone has some kind of like a hammer or something in the background. I hate to tell you this, but, you know, the radio picks up everything. So if you could put your phone on mute, I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much. All right. Any more prayer requests?
Prayer for me, Sister G, for my eyes.
Okay.
And my family.
All right. Mother Fanny, for her eyesight and her family. All right. Any more prayer requests?
Mary Jean, don't forget her and my immediate family, which we have some sick patients, I mean, ones in our family now. So I'm asking for prayer, please, ma'am, please, sir, whoever.
Okay. For your family, for Mary Jean,
Yes, niece? Ma'am, my church family.
All righty. Thank you, Mother Liddell. All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. I don't want to leave anybody out for prayer requests. Anybody else, prayer requests? All right. Well, we thank God for the prayer request this morning. Let's see. I'm going to ask Prophetess Lawson. Could you pray for Gigi? She wants a general prayer.
A general prayer?
Yes. And for her her sons as well. Go ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you know our uprising and our downsizing, God. And David has taught us, oh God, that through the scriptures that, God, we can go. There's no place we can go that we're not out of your presence, oh God. So, Father, Lord God, for every aspect of Sister Gigi's life, and her sons, oh God. We pray for your hand to be around them, Lord God. Father, Lord God, as they deal with financial issues, Lord God, health issues, schoolings, oh God, and disciplinary action, oh God, that we pray, Lord God, that all that your word has decreed throughout the Bible, oh God, will manifest in her house, oh God, that her house, Lord God, will be a blessed house, oh God, and that they shall prosper, God. We thank you, Lord God, as the widow woman who said when the creditor came looking for her sons, Lord God, and God asked, what did she have in her house? God, I pray that Sister Gigi will make the word abound in her house, God. Lord God, let her, let the word of God be on the doorposts of her house, God. Let the word of God, hallelujah, healing, deliverance, oh God. Let her faith abound, oh God, and that she'll declare and decree the word of the Lord over her house and over her children, oh God. That she'll call things as be not as though they were, Lord God. That she'll declare, hallelujah, God, that, hallelujah, what your word saying concerning her finance, concerning her children, oh God, that her children should be taught of the Lord and great should be the peace of her children, oh God. We pray, Lord God, hallelujah, God, that every aspect of her life, oh God, from the time she wakes up in the morning to the time she goes back, Lord God, that you'll be first place in her life. And Lord God, you said if we place you first, all things will be added unto us, Lord God. So, Lord God, we're seeking you. Let her seek after you, Lord God. Let her run to you with all diligence, oh God. Let her rely and trust in your name and your word and in your presence and in your power to do the exceedingly, oh God, in every aspect of her life. And, Father, we thank and we praise you, Lord God, for all things said and done. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right, Prophet Dalton, could you pray for Minister Hilda Jones' husband for his memory and however the Lord leads you? Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise Minister Jones' husband before you, Lord. Father, bless him, Father God. I come against any deaf and dumb spirit on assignment to create disruption. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind it up right now, and I cast that spirit into hellfire. Any clutter in his mind, Father, smash it with your hammer in the name of Jesus. I speak clarity, clarity, clarity of mind. Clarity of mind, body, and soul. So operating unison with the Holy Spirit within him. Father, in Jesus' name, set him free from the torment of the enemy, Lord. That's wreaking havoc and attacking his mind, Lord. Loose your angels to come to his defense, Father God, to fight on his behalf. I plead the blood of Jesus over him to flow from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, to wash away everything in him that does not belong, in him or on him or around him, in the name of Jesus. I speak life and life more abundantly upon him. Father, bless this marriage, Lord. Bless this household, Father God. Anything that's creating friction, in the name of Jesus, anything creating friction in his marriage and in his family, I command you to bow down to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bow to me right now. What the Lord put together, nothing will put asunder. Tied in with this trifold cord, Lord, that can never be broken. This family will not scatter in the name of Jesus. I bless their children and children's children and children's children's children to come. That your generational blessing, the blessing of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, flow into this family right now from this day forward. Every generational curse is operating in this family on both sides, all the way back to Adam. We break right now by the power and the blood of Jesus. And going forward until the day of your return, Lord Jesus, we break it, Lord. No more generational poverty in the name of Jesus. The blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I release it onto you and your family by the power and the blood of Jesus, and so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you all for your prayers thus far. Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for Minister Tyson concerning her job? And her family, and her mother.
Father, in the name of God, I thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you said in your word, that you showed us in the book of in the New Testament, that there's no bond, no free, no Jew, no Gentile, Lord God, but we're one in the Spirit, oh God. So, Father, Lord God, in this hour where the spiritual forces and the spiritual network is polluting the airwaves, oh God, with racial discrimination and racial challenges, oh God. Oh, Father, we lift her up, oh God, and we, Lord God, and we speak to those that are around her, Lord God, that are judging and making decisions, oh God, based on race, oh God. We cancel the plans of the adversary. We come against those that are attacking under the spirit of racism, oh God. And then, Lord God, we lose love. We lose unity. We lose assembly, Lord God. For the us, oh, we say, how good it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity, Lord God, not looking upon or thinking of others differently, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, even when you showed Peter, Lord God, that he had to go in the house of the Gentiles, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because you wanted that every man to be saved. Glory to God. We pray, Lord God, that those that are around Sister Tyson, Lord God, oh God, that they, Lord God, would not walk after the flesh, but Lord God, but they'll walk according to the Spirit, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Lord God, that as she, whatever decision she's made, I heard her decision, and wherever she goes, Father, we pray for your hand of protection. We plead the blood over her, Lord God, because once the enemy knows that it is one, hallelujah, glory to God, in one way, hallelujah, we shut down, Lord God, the network of demonic forces that will travel with her. We cancel, Lord God, I don't even know how to say that. We charge the angels that are assigned to her the war against the familiar spirit that would talk about her brokenness and her rejection. And, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for her heart. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that I heard the hurt. Hallelujah, glory to God, as she asked for prayer. And then, God, Lord, whatever church she goes to, whoever she has as a counselor, God, whomever she can turn to, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that they minister to her broken heart. Lord God, that they may build her up, Lord God. Oh, God, spiritually, Lord God, that she'll be able to stand, Lord God, against the evil times that she's facing. And then, Lord, we pray for her family, Lord God. Be a protector, shield about them, Lord God. Let no harm or danger come not their dwelling, Lord God. Raise them up, Lord God. And, Lord God, in a holy way, oh God, let your glory be revealed even the more, Lord God. We bind up every form of spiritual warfare that's attacking her and her husband, oh God. We come against every spirit that's trying to block and prevent them from prospering, oh God. Oh God, even like, oh, Lord God, let them stay tired payers, Lord God. Let them stay sowers, oh God. And, Father, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, that whatever is for where you have destined her, wherever, Lord God, you have called her to do and what you called her to be,
Lord God, give a revelation through a dream. You, Lord God, open the door. Lord God, if there's a place that she should not go, let that door stay shut. But, Lord God, open the doors of opportunity for her and her husband that they may do what you call them to do and be faithful in it, Lord God. And we'll give you all the praise and honor, oh God. And let them give you all the praise and honor because they know it had to be God who would have done this thing in their lives. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Prophet. All right, Prophet Dalton, could you pray for Mother Ludell, her family, her niece Mary Lou Jean, and her church family, her pastor?
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this great, mighty woman of God, Mother Ludell.
Thank you.
We thank you for your love for her. We thank you for your mercy and grace. We thank you for sustaining her. We thank you for giving her the endurance. We thank you for the good life that she's lived up until this point and the more to come. Father, accept our thanks, Lord. We thank you for her son that's passed on and graduated on to heaven. We thank you, Arababa Shanda, Yakarabu Boko Shanda, for healing her heart. For washing away that sorrow, Lord. We thank you for the sun that is rising and shining bright upon her. We thank you for strengthening her, Father God, and surrounding her with love. We thank you for the new song that you've given her and Mother Fanny. Father, in Jesus' name, accept our thanks, Lord. May your songs of love and worship never cease from coming out of her mouth. May his praise never cease from her life, Lord. Bless her church, Father God. She's always interceding for her church and her pastors. Bless this ministry, Father God. Let it continue to be fruitful and multiply, Lord. Bless her knee, Father God. Increase for her in the name of Jesus in every area. Let healing flow to that body right now. Whatever illnesses or sicknesses or health challenges she may be facing right now, Father, let your healing flow from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. Command you in the name of Jesus. Pick up your sick bed, rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. Get up out of that wheelchair and walk in the name of Jesus. Put the cane down and walk in the name of Jesus. Father, strengthen that back, strengthen the leg in the name of Jesus. Anything that's causing pain, that's making it difficult to walk and move, Father, remove it in the name of Jesus. Let healing flow, healing flow, healing flow in the name of Jesus. Bless Mother Ludell. Shower her with your love. Touch her today, Father God. Let healing flow through her body right now, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Clear her vision, Father God. Clear her vision, Father God. Clear that vision in the name of Jesus. Continue to Hashanda Yakarada Buru Boko Shinde Yikidi Bada Baba Shanda. Heal their heart, Lord. Heal their heart. Heal their heart. Strengthen their heart. Bless your children and the children's children, Father God.
Yes, yes.
Bring them stronger together, Father God. And let your love flow in them. No more unnecessary argument. No more divisions in the name of Jesus. For that latter rain, which is greater than the former rain, upon Mother Ludell right now, Lord.
Yes.
And let it be a rain of refreshing. Let it be a rain of joy. Let it be a rain of peace. Let it be a rain of happiness. And let it be a rain that will produce abundant harvest. Abundant harvest. Father God, bless our latter days. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for Mother Fanny, her eyesight, and her family?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank and we praise you, Lord God, for Mother Fanny, oh God. We thank you that you blessed her with long life. We thank you, Lord God, as they said in the Word of God, that that Moses' eyes fail not. Oh God, that Lord God, that as you, Lord God, had Moses to climb mountains and to be the leader of Israel, God, you said you're no respect of person. Lord God, as Mother Fanny has been the leader of her family and guiding her children, her grandchildren, and her descendants, oh God, to serve you and to worship you, Lord God, we ask you for restoration of her eyes, Lord God, restoration of her pupils and all the workings that behind the eyes, oh God. Father, we bind the spirit of glaucoma. We come against darkness and dullness of sight. Oh God, we loose your glory, God, that let your light shine even the more in her presence. Let your light, Lord God, shine, oh God, that she may see your glory even the more as she pray and intercede for her family, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you can restore her sight. You, Lord God, can make her eyes like an eagle, sharp, oh God, again. Father, we thank and we praise you for that, oh God, because we believe that you are the healer and that she is the healer, the Lord, oh God. And then, Lord God, for her son, and as we have lifted up early, Lord God, those that have gone through bereavement, oh God, strengthen her family, oh God. Strengthen her son's children, oh God, that they're still not being bereaved, oh God, but they're giving God the glory, oh God, for a life that has been lived. Father, we thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. That for her grandchildren and those that are even yet born, oh God, that let them see the legacy that, Lord God, a legacy of a love of God and, Lord God, and the faithfulness to serve, oh God, that they, Lord God, will want to be like their grandmother and great-grandmother, oh God, who are acknowledging you, Lord God. Bless her voice, God. Keep on strengthening her body, Lord God, that she'll be able to stand, Lord God, she'll be able to do what you've called her to do. Father, we thank you, Lord God, even the more now for healing her and delivering her children and her grandchildren in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Amen. What a, oh my God.
Amen.
I just thank God for this day that he made. We're rejoicing. We're glad in it. I thank God for each of you who prayed. Thank God for the prayers of the Lord that he prayed through you. Well, I thank God for Bible Storyland family. We're coming to a close of Bible Storyland for today, Children's Day. Remember, pray for the children every day. When you're at home, no matter what age you are, pray for the children. They need prayer. Many of them are being kidnapped. We get those alerts. Amber alerts that, you know, a child got kidnapped the other day, but thank God they released him. So thank God for the prayers of the righteous. Continually pray. We will not be on next Saturday as we're off on the fifth Saturday, but we will return again September 7th. I thank God for each of you. I love you, but you already know God loves you so much. Woo! Can't begin to tell you the depths of his love, the heights of his love. He loved each of us so much. So even when you feel alone, remember, God is right there with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. So remember, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year, and praise the Lord every day.
Yeah.
That's the upright praise him. So we thank God for you. I love you. God loves you. Talk to you out next on September 7th, same time.
All right.
Amen.
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 Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless y'all too. Love y'all.
Love y'all.
Have a blessed weekend.
Y'all
you
too. Love
hey,
y'all.
Give
Tyson my phone number if possible.
Okay, I will.
Okay, thank you.
Sister G.
Yes, ma'am.
You'll be on Tuesday.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Love y'all.
I love y'all too.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
I'm in the Lord's army. I say
hallelujah.
Calvary. Shoot the artillery.
Hallelujah.